Da Vinci students chanted, "How many more?" A question to U.S. lawmakers about the risk of another active shooter entering a school building and taking more lives.
An active shooter walking in, I think that just says it for itself. An active shooter walking in. Do you want that? Can you say that? Does the president want to hear an active shooter is walking into our school and shooting up a school?
Da Vinci Jr. Safi Alam says it was more than just a walkout. He called it a bold statement from students. They're calling for gun reforms, telling us they don't want someone too young or with mental illness to have the ability to buy an assault weapon.
I don't believe that guns should be taken away. It's our Second Amendment. But I do believe that as a mentally ill person should not be able to easily get a gun. A teenager should not be allowed to get a gun. There needs to be mental health screenings, and there needs to be harder background checks.
10th grader Naki Nanor of Buffalo says she's experienced gun violence.
I've lived in a neighborhood where there's shootings every night. I've hid under my bed because I was scared that I was going to be shot. So I know the effects. I know how scared you can be. And I just, no one should be worried about getting shot. I shouldn't walk into school and be scared for my life.
Students tell us they will continue pushing for safe schools through social media and as future voters. Madeline Rivera is a junior at Da Vinci.
Well, I think we're going to continue to participate in movements such as this until we're voters. And then when we are voters, we're going to make sure that who we elect is going to listen to us and be open to compromise.
Nearly 400 Da Vinci students marched around the entire block of their school building on Porter Avenue. It was led by their principal in a peaceful, respectful protest. Second-year students Selma Almosadi and Eleanor Fish organized the Da Vinci walkout.
Anything can happen, and it's just really scary because anyone can walk into a building and just say, today's the day, like, I want to do something terrible.
Yeah, I just feel so connected to the people that were lost in Parkland that, and it was just, it's like hurt me as a person because I cried for like nights because it's just so sad to think about the people that were lost.
Tragedies are, they happen anytime. You can't prevent them unless you do something about it and try.
What if nothing changes from the momentum that you've had of all of this? How disappointing will that be?
It would be disappointing, but I wouldn't stop. Things need to change.
I agree completely. Things need to change, and even if it doesn't get fixed now, I'm still going to keep fighting for future children.
How many more?
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News. How many more?